This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So were you surprised, Mafia, that and happy? Or were you disturbed at the letter that Glenn Sather sent to the Ranger fans saying, essentially, we're now full rebuild, and we're not going to kid ourselves anymore. Our season's over.
You know what? I'm fine with it. You know, you got to realize at some point that you're not going to make it. And the way they slid down, the way the goaltending has not been consistent, the King has not been himself at all this year. He's gotten yanked in like three of the last five games. A lot of teams have the problem where they don't get that realization where, okay, we're not going to make it. Let's try to rebuild. And then they try to go for it. You know, you're sacrifice the future to add a couple pieces that don't push you into the playoffs or don't push you to a championship. If you're not going to have a chance to win at all, then there's no point in leveraging anything in the future. There's no point in getting rid of extra pieces that could do things for you, you know, in 3 or 4 years and win you a championship for something that you're going to fail in the second round. I like what they did. Just said, you know what? We're getting old. We're not making it. Let's blow it up and actually make this, you know, fruitful for.
Who do you think they trade Rick Nash to? Get him far away from their division or?
No, I don't think you're going to care with Nash. I mean, when you're looking to get rid of guys and build for the future, you're not caring necessarily where they go. I don't think they might have some teams that they avoid, but especially with a guy like Rick Nash who's getting up there in age, I don't think they'll have any problem trading him anywhere that he's okay to go with. He has the no trade, so they have to worry about, you know, his list. I think he gave him a list of like 18 teams that he's okay with. They'll send him to any one of those.
He gave him a list of 18 teams?
Well, he has a limited no trade. So, I guess there's up to a certain amount of teams that he can say no to on his list. Look, the guy at this point is a glorified penalty killer. He's a two-way player. Unless they want to bring down what they're asking for him, a first, a good prospect, and then another pick or a prospect, I can't imagine anybody giving him them that much for him. I get that prices are high right now, but he's been I know some Ranger fans love this guy, but for what you've paid him and what he came here to do, he's been a major disappointment.
Yeah, if you ask me, he's never done anything.
He's a good two-way player. It's not what you're paying him to be. And that's fine.
He's supposed to be a star.
You need guys like that on your team. You need good two-way players. But that's not why you acquired Rick Nash however many years ago it was now. It just isn't.
When is the deadline?
I believe the last day of the month, the 28th of February.
So, and that's
why they're asking prices now. They're going to put it up now, try to get it as much as they can. And then now as they realize that people aren't going to go for it, as you know, the weeks go by, they'll drop it down little by little to what they can actually get from it. But you ask high. If someone gives it to you, great. If not, you bring it down a little bit, get what you can.
And then the coach today, I guess, you know, because he wasn't part of their letter yesterday, you know, sending out to the fans.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
So the coach then today, you know, basically.
Here we go.
He didn't name names, but pretty much put it all in Henrik Lundqvist's lap for what's going on this season.
But he did name names. He said Lundqvist has to be more consistent.
Our goaltending has to be better. But when you say our goaltending, you mean Henrik Lundqvist. You don't mean Pavlich. But that's pretty much what he did. I guess AV ain't going to go down without swinging himself, I guess, here with this Ranger mess this season.
Do you think they're going to fire him?
I think there's a chance that they might at the end of the year, yeah.
Are there, like, hot coaching candidates out there or prospects for, you know, a change like that?
I think what the Rangers should do, and Mafia's the Ranger fan here, I don't know if you could agree with me or disagree with me, they kind of have now hit the end of this window that they were in. It's been a long 7 or 8 year stretch, 9 years maybe. Part of it started with Tortorella, and now the last few years with Vigneault. And they had some chances, made a cup final, made a couple of these finals. They just couldn't get over the hump. And now it's probably time to just clear the decks of all these guys, and that probably includes the coach, and just start everything fresh and new.
You know, Nash actually scored tonight.
What a guy.
In that game. And then the leader of Iran, Zibanejad, also with a goal. He plays on only home games. He doesn't like going on the road. Anyway, so there you go. So if you're a Ranger fan, you're supposed to be depressed or something right now because they've thrown the season and they've decided to stop playing. Meanwhile, they turn around and win tonight at the Garden over the Flames, who are certainly a better hockey team than them this year. And I guess they ran out of gas a little bit on their trip here, Carver High, because the Flames had been playing very well.
Well, I hope they run out of gas one more time on Sunday. So.
Yeah, so you hope that they're unable to find gas anywhere on Long Island.
I hope that they have a fun 36 hours in New York City because they're not going anywhere. They're here for a few days.
Maybe they'll go to the Nets game tomorrow.
That, you know what? There's a chance that some guys might go to the Net game tomorrow.
You know what I mean?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.